Hi, I'm Tom London, and here's one of the highlights from my show.
Check the time, 18 minutes to 7. The news up in 18 from now with Tantani Matlala. You can get 1485 headline news for a full 4 to 5 minutes at the top of the hour. Now, it's time to talk money on a Friday. At around this time, every Friday, we have Harry Plumstead. Harry is the chief, the investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets. And he looks back on the week and tells us, how did the stock market perform this week? And what can we look forward to in the next 7 days? Good morning to the one and only, the incredible, the impressive Harry Plumstead. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Tom. I hope you guys had a good one so far.
Come again?
I hope you guys had a good one so far this week.
The week's been good, but this morning every piece of equipment in the studio that could do something strange did it. So I'm very happy to be speaking to you. The telephone lines are working. Right. And the studio audience, by the way, this morning, we have a studio audience here, Harry. They are all Musi Maimane's family. Very strange. I'm not sure why they're here, but Musi Maimane. Good morning, Musi Maimane's family. Nice to have you with us this morning. Okay, how did the markets perform this week?
Yeah, Tom, so it's been a good week, although I suppose that depends where you invested. So I'll say rather the market showed good signals for the economy overall, and so did the data, actually. But focusing on the markets, we did see that dissipation of systemic risk that I mentioned we were expecting last Friday. Measures of uncertainty like the VIX volatility index in the US fell. And the VIX has actually fallen from 15 to 10 since last Friday. So what that means is we saw buying of emerging market assets, and the rand strengthened quite significantly against the dollar. Now sits at around 12.95. This meant that the rand hedges suffered this week. So whereas the JSE was down only 0.4% by last night, resources were 3.7% lower, and the miners in particular were 4.8% lower since the start of the week. In the single stock arena, Lonmin's down 13%, Impala Platinum down 14.1%, and Sibanye's down a massive 36%, but that's actually for company-specific reasons. And then industrials are down 0.94%, consumer services down 0.4%, and that's mainly because Massmart had fallen 9.8% over the week. So the retailers and the financials did well with a strong rand, and then correspondingly our 10-year yield on government debt fell from 8.76% on Monday to 8.51% yesterday. So it's a very large and welcome drop there. And in the financials, Nedbank is up 5.2%, Barclays up 4.1%, Standard Bank is 6.6% higher, and then Coronation's up 14.9%. And that's on some good results that were released this week. And our analysts actually think that Coronation's going to continue to outperform the market comfortably over the next 12 months or so.
What are you looking forward to in the next 7 days?
Firstly, this week the data was quite important. We had April inflation numbers, and they were very favorable. Headline inflation was 5.3% versus our and the market's expectation of 5.6%, so that's been driving some of the moves. I mean, the core inflation came in at 4.8%, which was in line with our expectations, slightly below the market survey of 4.9%. So the possibility now of a rate cut from the Reserve Bank before year-end is getting bigger and bigger. We think that a cut would be very welcomed in the South African economy at this point. And then next week, on Wednesday, we get the SA trade balance. We think that's going to be strong in line with the strong rand. And then on Thursday, we get the Barclays manufacturing PMI. And we expect that to bounce slightly higher. I mean, the reading in March was very poor. Basically, the index, when it's above 50, it indicates that manufacturing is probably expanding. And the March number was 44.7, so not good at all. But we think it's going to move in the right direction now.
Harry, generally speaking, is the market full of bears or bulls?
It's actually broadly mixed. So okay. I think sentiment this year has, on balance, changed to turn more positive. And then we got that political shock where Gordon was fired. I mean, and there was a double downgrade, and that weighed on sentiment. But we're certainly off the lows that we saw last year in 2015. Commodity prices, which are which can hurt us or help us, have lifted from the lows that we saw at the end of 2015, sort of the start of last year. And that's had obvious benefits for the rand and for a lot of the larger companies on the JSE. We do think indicators are pointing in the right direction, although this can be derailed very quickly from a shock from overseas or on the local political scene.
Yep. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Harry, a good weekend to you, and we'll catch you again, same time, same place, next Friday.
Thanks again, Tom. Chat then.
Thank you, Harry. That's Harry Plumstead, our one and only stock market commentator. He's the investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets.
Tune in to the Tom London Show every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on 1485 medium wave on your car or home radio dial, channel 869 on DSTV, or stream us live on 1485.org.za.